Hello, hello, and welcome to The Good Shit. The Good Shit is sponsored by you. This episode's featured reward is the secret good shit. Peel back the layers and reveal your galaxy. Comfort t-shirt with the official The Good Shit wide logo in full color printed across the chest on a background of your chosen comfort tee color of purple, white, black, dark gray, navy, blue, or yellow. Receive this reward and browse others at the More Colors Inside store, linked in this episode's description. Do you know what? In another life, I would have been one of those TV ad people, those crazy ass people on the TV, every hour of every day, continuously, faffing around with a vacuum cleaner or a new iron or an ironing board at $2.99. Well, no, it would have been more like $20.99. Those things were not cheap. Oh man, I do love this, to be honest. I do love this. I'm gonna pick up where I left off. I feel like this is just a very interconnected thing. I do think there's most of the value in the good shit is actually listening to everything properly and fully, because very few standalone episodes actually make any sense on their own. I was actually going to go into, you know, on the theme of not transitioning fully or feeling sort of stuck midway through transitioning. A couple of trans women YouTubers who've made videos specifically about not currently being interested in getting bottom surgery. And one of them said that it's a very intense procedure anyway, but a lot of trans guys say that bottom surgery for trans women is more advanced or less traumatic than it is for trans men. So to hear trans women talking about their bottom surgery and saying, oh no, it is still super, super intense and scary and prone to complications and things that they don't want to sign up to, is quite new to me, actually. But these couple of trans women who have got other surgeries, who've got facial feminization surgery, top surgery, are sort of stopping short of the final surgery, of bottom surgery. And I do think there is probably something different about bottom surgery, because it is where all this sexual energy is ultimately kind of channeled through, and it's its residence. So to kind of have a huge surgery that obliterates it in some way or changes it forever, or is going to put it through pain, is almost like the final frontier of what we can do that comes from this instinct around sex. And it's not even the same as survival alone for ourselves as an individual, to not be in pain and to do what's best for ourselves, but it goes further than that, because it is the reproductive aspect of it that is ultimately where all this instinct is coming from, not so much ourselves as an individual. So to mess with that is the final frontier of fear and pain, but also pleasure and reward and accomplishment. It's not necessarily a case of whether we're in pain or whether we're happy with ourselves, but it's actually operating at this sensitive level of will you manage to germinate yourself or fail? And that is really where everything else comes from. The struggle, the identity, everything revolves around that. A lot of people talk about the sexual energy as the ultimate source of life force and motivation and joy and whatever, and how if you kind of channel this sexual drive, this primal source of life force into whatever endeavor you're interested in, it can be very powerful because it is such a powerful energy. So if you think of bottom surgery as something that is quite literally taking a knife to that, you can see why it's so fucking traumatic. And I was going to also cover actually my struggles with my genitals and thinking about whether and how and what I want with regards to bottom surgery. There's a lot there. I think we don't fully grasp just how much everything is based on sex and that sexual energy. You know, why do you want to have a job, be accomplished, do some random shit? You know, in some way or another, it comes back down to that. And no, it doesn't necessarily mean literally you want to have children, but that energy of creation, creativity, expansion is tied in with it. So you may be able to operate in that way entirely, but even then, an individual sense of worth and ego is still tied in with your physical experience of it. Pleasure that is received and pleasure that is given. And I guess it's easy to take for granted the ability to experience it on your own or with someone else. So to contemplate a situation where you can't anymore, or the way that you can experience it is fundamentally being transformed in such a huge way, is a lot to take in. If you think of being a kid and having a very vague understanding around sex, and going through puberty and becoming an adult and being with different people, a lot of people experience various forms of this painful, difficult transformation. Some people have never touched their genitals for their whole life. Some people have never had sex. Some people have been abused. There's all sorts of different stories around having a difficult time navigating your own sexual state and function and potential. And it's not just your genitals and their reproductive capacity or your physical experience of pleasure. It is in your head. A lot of it is in your head. So if that isn't quite aligned with what your body can do or wants to do, then that can extend to all sorts of issues of self-esteem and having relationships and a lot of what everything is in life relies on. So it's pretty significant. And when you have to make that decision about how you're going to shift that, it's quite scary, because at least you don't get to blame yourself because you're going through puberty, or because other people do things to you that are out of your control, or that society has certain judgments about the kind of person you are. That you're a virgin, that you're not a virgin, whatever it may be. But of course, when you decide that you're going to get bottom surgery, it becomes your decision and it becomes your act upon yourself, even when it isn't really a choice. The fact that you have found yourself in this pretty unique situation of having gender dysphoria. So there is an added element of responsibility, and if something bad happens to you, you're responding to that. But if something bad happens to you that you feel like you brought upon yourself, I think that's just a new level of, it can probably really fuck with you in a fucking big way. So it's a very shitty choice between having a physical part that has certain properties that may include pleasure, that in and of itself is good, but other properties that are deeply, deeply disconcerting and uncomfortable and prevent you from even having the most basic sense of comfort within yourself that is required to then be available to someone else and be with someone else. To choose between that and making yourself far more comfortable within yourself and healing that discomfort, but at the risk of damaging certain physical possibilities around what you may be able to experience as pleasure. So, very sick and twisted game. It's almost a bit like one of those games in Saw where it fucks with your head. And you know, we always think there is always an easy choice. There's always a way out. There's something that we can do to cancel out the game, to cancel out the situation we find ourselves in. You know, there's a back door. There's a button. There's a way out, right? But when you see these situations that almost seem perfectly crafted to generate a genuinely impossible choice, you know, you get stuck with this uncomfortable position of understanding that there is no way around sacrifice. And you do get to choose what you sacrifice, but you don't get to choose that you will sacrifice. And inaction is a default choice that will entail a default sacrifice. You don't get to get out of it by ignoring it. If I said, oh, well, this step is too much, it's traumatic and crazy, and I'd have to be out of my mind to do it. I would have to sacrifice too much. I'm not going to do it. Easy. Just not going to do it. I'm still, whether I admit it or not, the reality is I'm still on the same path of sacrificing every moment of discomfort and self-hate and inability to have relationships. And that is a huge sacrifice. And just because I'm not choosing it doesn't mean it's not happening. So it's easy to see the choice to do something hard and painful. This person is signing up to pain and misery. Why would anyone do that? There was this video of a deer with its young deer baby. Is there a word for baby deer? I feel like there is. Oh, it's I know what it is. The kid, isn't it? A kid. And the kid, if this is the wrong word, at least it's right in the other meaning of kid. The kid is in this lake sort of thing, just kind of swimming around. It can barely swim. It doesn't know what the fuck it's doing because it doesn't realize that it is in company. It is in the company of a crocodile. And the crocodile is absolutely going towards it. It's going to have it for dinner. And the mother deer is absolutely horrified at the prospect. Without even thinking, jumps straight in after the kid. Is too far away to, you know, to make it come back. It's already too late. The crocodile is a few meters away from the baby deer. It's going to have it. So the only choice that remains is for the mother deer to go as fast as possible in between the baby deer and the crocodile so that the crocodile will have her instead. And that way she knows that at least for that moment, the baby deer will be spared. That is the full story. Of course, I could have told you half of the story, which would have been this deer jumped in front of a crocodile, the crocodile ate it. Fucking stupid. That is fucking stupid, okay? This person went into surgery, chopped their dick off. Okay, that's fucking crazy. The full story is the deer saved its baby's life. And the full story for trans people is they saved their life. They had surgery and they saved their life. Because people reject the invisible experiences of dysphoria. It's not easy for anyone else to understand someone else's inner experiences. You know, I don't understand why a woman would have an issue with a more attractive woman talking to her husband, right? I can't relate. I don't care, you know. Of course, I can understand it. But it's easy to be disconnected from someone else's inner experiences. If you love your tits and you see someone else with similarly wonderful boobs, you're just going to assume they're having the same experience with their boobs that you're having with your boobs. Because you look the same, so why not? If you have a male body Why wouldn't you have a male identity? Why wouldn't you have a male experience? Why wouldn't you wank at porn because it's so fucking awesome? You know, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? If you're born female, why wouldn't you? Might as well be straight while you're at it. Why wouldn't you do this? Why wouldn't you do that? If you've got a womb, why wouldn't you want to be pregnant? And if you want to be pregnant, why wouldn't you want to have a husband? And if you want to have a husband, why wouldn't you want to have a rich husband? And if you, you know, all these things extrapolate from these core assumptions. So the trans experience is almost the most insane version of that, where, you know, how? Why would this happen? What the fuck, you know? But, well, I guess it is happening. So, in this narrow view of it's just ridiculous. Why would you do something to hurt yourself? The bigger view is, if you don't do it, you are already hurting. You are already hurting. It's this negative space of things that people assume don't exist. Well, you can just not have the surgery and be happy. They don't see the pain. If someone's screaming and bleeding and is on a morphine drip, they see pain. But if someone's isolated, lonely, misunderstood, unable to be themselves, trying to navigate a world written in a different language, not literally, but also literally, but the language of physicality and sex and sexuality. That hurts too. And when I got my tattoo, I realized that it's not the intensity of pain that is the worst kind of pain. It is the duration of pain. A smaller amount of pain that just keeps going is worse than a brief moment of higher pain. And I guess it's difficult to understand how being denied your sexuality, that is the core of your life force, can create pain greater than actual physical torture. But imagine the pain of that deer if she had to see her baby that she spent God knows how long taking care of. Be eaten by that crocodile. All of that vanish in an instant. It's difficult to measure potentials. There's a lot of assumptions around potentials. We don't know what's around the corner. If someone was to have a huge surgery and make all these tough decisions, and they knew that for some unrelated reason they would just die the next day and not be able to recover and not be able to make the most of the surgery results. Yeah, of course, that would seem like a bit of a, you know, a bit of a sad outcome. But we don't know that. We don't. We're just making the best guesses for the best decisions that we can. And I think mortality is another angle that really highlights the need for decision and choice and commitment to that choice. Because time might be running out before we even realize it to make those choices. And sometimes we live big chunks of our life building up to a brief moment, to a moment of completion and culmination. And for some people, for trans people, those moments of recognition and culmination may be moments that to other people are non-existent, insignificant, they don't even think about. To a trans person, that moment is being called he, seeing other people relating to him for the first time the right way. For the first time, the assumptions that people are making are actually correct. He realizes the joy of belonging and how he wants these assumptions. When they're correct, they are loving and validating and means that he doesn't have to explain himself for someone to just understand the basic condition of his existence and his desires and his identity. For a trans person, that moment might be going to the beach for the first time in his life, because all the times he went before, he was a passenger. But this time, he gets to be himself. This time, he can run across the beach and take his shirt off, throw himself into the sea. I've not done that yet, but I'm going to. Thank you for listening. Now go back to the Good Shit Info page and write your review. Why? Because I look forward to reading it, that's why.